This is WNKX. I'm Erica. Today in the studio, I have Rhodes. And so for the people, the first-time listeners tuning in, what is the background of Friends of Lick Creek, and what are you guys trying to accomplish?
Friends of Lick Creek is a grassroots collection of citizens that was originally formed after we learned of the Water Authority of Dixon County's plan to build a wastewater treatment plant in East Hickman County and dump effluent sewage into Lick Creek. Originally, we wanted to simply understand and investigate what was going on. And pretty quickly, we realized this was not something that we thought was good for the county. And so we asked for help from various professionals, whether it be legal or scientific, to help us resist and try to stop this from happening.
Okay. And what is your personal connection to Hickman County, and more in particular, Lick Creek?
My family has owned a home for almost two decades in Hickman County, right on Lick Creek.
I don't know if you mentioned this when you were introducing the Friends of Lick Creek, but you're the founder of Friends of Lick Creek. Is that correct?
Co-founder.
Amanda Mathis. Okay. Perfect. That's what I thought. Okay. And then why should the listeners, not just in Hickman County, but in all rural areas, oppose Water Authority of Dixon County or a water authority in their area?
Well, I think there's several reasons. The first is that the Water Authority in this case is an uninvited, out-of-county profiteer who, with their friends and developer buddies, have chosen another county to bring the spoils of Dixon County and Williamson County's prosperity to a place that truly is just cheaper for them to bring it. Not only will the environment be impacted adversely, they've admitted in their application that this will impact Lick Creek adversely. They're also coming where they're not invited, and they have not included anyone from this county in their plans. This has been in the works for several years. No one in Hickman County was contacted to participate in any of this. And so I think the sovereignty of any county is important. The citizens and their elected officials ought to be the ones that make decisions about their home.
I agree. And do you know on the top of your head the percentage of what Hickman County would be taking, like the brunt of the ecological damage or the, you know, environment damage?
What you're asking is how much of this sewage that would be processed is from Hickman County. And according to the WADC's application, between 90 and 97% of the sewage would come from Dixon or from Williamson County and not from Hickman County. This is not about helping Hickman County.
But that's what they're kind of like trying to pose it as, right?
Their primary argument is that Hickman County cannot prosper without sewer, which is untrue. A recent article in the Hickman County Times showed that Hickman County is prospering just fine, that industrial job growth 14% from March of last year to March of this year. Every other metrics that would measure how the county's doing indicates that Hickman County's growth is at least on par with the state's growth, and in many cases exceeds the state's growth by county.
And that kind of answered my other question of what Hickman County should be pushing for instead, but do you have anything else you would say that Hickman County should be pushing for?
Well, Hickman County should have the right to make its own decisions. Everybody wants this county to prosper. We certainly are not anti-growth, but I think that the officials and the citizens should have control of their own destiny and not have an outside force come in and tell them what's going to happen in their homes.
Right.
So what we have learned, and from the state scientists, is that the soils in Hickman County, for example, perk just fine. So we can continue to have septic. We can also ask in the future, if we decide we need sewer, for someone like the WADC to bring a line in and pay them to do so. It's not about sewer being bad in and of itself. It's really more about the citizens having the leadership in deciding what their future looks like.
Mm-hmm. And the transparency, too, that they weren't talking to anybody or there was like backdoor deals and things like that. So
now, we offered numerous times through our attorney to sit down and collaborate with them. They refused.
Mm-hmm.
Several of our members went to the WADC meetings and were shut down when they tried to speak. This is not a collaborative effort on the part of the WADC. They're accustomed to having their permits approved. They're accustomed, like I don't know a whole lot about a lot of other utilities across the state, but they're accustomed to having their way. In this case, the citizens were brave enough and cared enough about their culture and their homes to stand up and say, wait a minute. This isn't okay for you all to sneak in here and force this upon us.
So for my final question, what can the community do to help and support Lick Creek and Friends of Lick Creek?
Well, a week from yesterday, so on May 25th at 5:30, there is a public hearing that TDEC is having at the Hickman County High School up on Bulldog Boulevard at 5:30. The actual official hearing starts at 6, but there's a discussion opportunity from 5:30 to 6. So if people can show up, we'll have t-shirts for everybody and some more information for people. People can also send emails to TDEC voicing their support of TDEC's proposal to deny this. And I think that's an important piece. TDEC has listened, and TDEC has decided, at least preliminarily, that this is not the right thing to have happen. There are other alternatives, like increasing their infrastructure in their own county, their sewage infrastructure, and pumping it down an easement they already have into the Cumberland River. So showing up at the hearing, sending an email or a letter to TDEC, we'll actually have pre-addressed pieces of paper at the meeting, and you can write your comments there and we'll turn them in afterwards. And you can also call TDEC if there's a phone number. If you go to our website, savelickcreek.com, all that information is available.
Oh, great. Is there anything else you want to add today before I let you go?
Just that this effort has been long and arduous. We've been at this, I guess, for 16, 17 months. And I just greatly appreciate the citizens remaining engaged and remaining interested in their futures. And I'm lucky and privileged to be a part of that.
All right. That's awesome. So May 25th, 5:30. So be there and we'll all help save Lick Creek. Thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Erica.